Similar story. I got us kicked out of one of the nicest resorts of Mexico.
Let's go home.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the pod. Oh my God, I had a lot of angry people at me today. We're recording on a Tuesday, which is typically upload day. And we did not give anyone a heads up that we were taking a week off. And I received the wrath of the Tillys today on social media.
Gotta keep them on their toes, Lauren.
Yeah, honestly, the biggest wrath came from Mia, who was like, where the fuck is my podcast today? Ooh, who has agreed to be our next guest? I ever tell you that.
Mia. Oh, that was a question for a moment. You're like,
No.
Who has? Okay, got it.
No, sorry. I was trying to hype it up. Mia has, Mia Sayoko, best friend, new creator of OnlyFans, has agreed to come on the pod.
Lifelong YouTuber.
Uh-huh.
Newly less clothed OnlyFans creator.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Ooh, yes. Great. And also back to YouTuber as well. She's got some content in the bank.
Some content?
Yeah, she does. She does. Got some content in the bank. So I promise that we won't, or maybe we will leave you hanging and not tell you next time we're not going to upload. But apologies for today's lack of upload or a week ago if you're listening to this.
The second time in a year that we've missed?
Yeah, I think we've only missed 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Because why did we miss a week? Spoob.
A lot of reasons, actually.
Oh, yeah, lots of reasons.
General scheduling conflicts.
Uh-huh. Our editor was on vacation.
End of a quarter, some transitions in some work periods. Mm-hmm. We also went to Mexico.
Right? The most exciting part. I was like, when are you going to get to it?
There's a lot. It's not just a Mexico thing.
Yeah.
We could have figured out how to do a week's podcast regardless of going to Mexico.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to. You know what? I will say every time we take a week off, I come back and I'm like, I want to do the pod.
Oh my God. Well, literally we're like, we have so much shit to talk about. Like I didn't even know
leaving the house. Who would have thought?
Now who would have thought? And like going on an airplane to a new country. That's like even more.
You mean a new country?
Like leaving America.
Oh, okay.
You're saying like leaving the house. I'm like, how about leaving the country?
Getting back into the country, which is a story in and of itself. Where should we start? I know where we should start.
Where should we start, babe?
Stop, drop, roll, rate the pod.
Oh my God, it's been forever.
On Apple or Spotify or Podbean?
Podbean.
Or probably mostly Apple.
Podbean.
Maybe Amazon. Yeah. Throw a rating. Make sure it's 5 stars. If it's not 5 stars.
Don't rate it.
Just we'll see you later.
We don't want your honesty.
We do want your honesty, as long as it's positive.
As long as it's nice.
And you like us. Yeah.
The Bo Burnham in his new documentary has a song about how he doesn't want to hear what you actually think.
He just only wants to hear. I think that's the joke though.
Yeah, no, exactly. Right. And that's exactly how I feel as well. Also, if you haven't seen Inside by Bo Burnham, oh my God, it is incredible.
Is there going to be a sequel, Outside?
Outside, maybe. He seems like an inside kind of guy though, so I don't know if it's going to go beyond that.
He especially in that documentary.
Right. Yeah. Is definitely an inside kind of guy. Yeah.
If you're as intelligent as it seems as if he must be, how do you have conversations in normal life with normal people?
Oh, he must be so frustrated with the rest of the world, like us dum-dums over here.
Oh,
well, this dum-dum over here,
I don't think that you're...
Like, I just feel like if you were in conversation at a genius level IQ and speaking to like a very average brained person, I feel like your brain would be like 10 minutes ahead in the conversation. Yeah.
Well, also that makes probably one problematic child.
Probably. Oh my God. Yeah. In class. Yeah. Oh my God. That's a kid who gets in trouble.
Totally.
That is a child who gets in trouble.
One who's like, okay, you showed it once. I got it. Move on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just fuck around for the next 40 minutes.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Okay. What Cabo story do you want to tell first?
Oh, Lauren, take it away.
Which one?
Realistically, they're all great.
They're all, okay.
We can't start with mine.
Well, mine's coming back. Mine's an immigration story. So I feel like that happened last in the trip.
Okay. So
what do we start with first?
So we went, this podcast spawned a vacation.
Yes.
Was with
Zaggy.
Zach Kornfeld and Maggie Bustamante.
Bustamante.
Who was the full-time, she didn't know that she volunteered for this, but was going to come our full-time translator while we were in Mexico.
Oh my God. Going to Mexico with someone who speaks fluent Spanish is like unreal.
Especially when you're going with Lauren, who I, Generally speaking, living in maybe California, Los Angeles, like everyone speaks a little Spanish, but even in America in general, like everyone speaks a little Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Lauren speaks no Spanish.
Oh, like none. Zero.
No,
zero.
No buzzwords.
We learned French.
No Spanglish. Yeah, no.
We learned French.
Yeah. And as you kept saying throughout the trip, I don't know who says that Spanish is similar to French. None of this is the same.
It really isn't.
It's like a bad Larry David, like, who's that? It was, God, every time.
Well, I'm here to tell you again, I don't know who the fuck said Spanish is similar to French. It's not. Because everyone's always like, oh, once you learn French, like you can just quickly flip on over to Spanish and you're going to be fine. And
I think
so,
this might speak to how much French you remember.
No. I did all of my high school in French. Like there's...
Well, for those of you who know
Spanish?
French.
Sprench.
That's Sprench. You get Spanglish, you get Sprench. Sprench sounds like a fun cereal.
Sprench?
Yeah.
It reminds me of stench. So I don't know. Okay. My head didn't quite go
for
there.
For those of you who speak Spanish and French, you let us know if there's some similarities or not.
Ugh, yeah, I know. And like, I wish I had learned Spanish because obviously it's so much more useful.
My mother wanted me to learn Spanish, but there was like a hot girl that took French. And I was like, I would like to spend more time with that hot girl. So I took French. I was very bad at it for 2 years and then still had to go to Spanish.
Why are we struggling so hard?
Because that's been the day. And we drank a lot last week. Then I still had to do 2 years of Spanish. And I was bad at that too.
And so did you get the girl's number? Like, did it work out with the girl for a little bit or
no? No, we're homies, so it's all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's nice. Good story.
Thank you.
Good story.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah.
But Doreen Hartz, my French teacher, she was great.
That's
shout out Doreen. Ooh, so was
so
Mrs.
Nice.
Garand.
Huh?
So was Mrs. Garand. Carol Garand. Wonderful woman.
So nice. Got it.
She definitely was one of those. She was like, okay, you should probably get a C or a D, but because I kind of like you, here's a B.
That's so
I
nice.
I did not deserve a B.
That's so
Let's
nice.
Let's be clear.
That's so nice. But yeah, we went with Zach and Maggie, and they were probably the easiest couple to travel with. Like, I could not imagine an easier couple who is more kind, bilingual, caring. Like, Maggie was the sunscreen police because for some reason, Jeremy, who is very white and pink, does not.
I'm sorry, look at my tan right now. I'm golden toasty right now. Okay. Ain't no vanilla going to work on his face.
You're a toasty pink boy still.
I'm tanner than Lauren.
Sure. Okay. So Maggie she nominated herself to be like the resident sunscreen police, which was.
She's a registered nurse. And I think she just like has like those motherly tendencies to come over and just like, you're burning your body.
Right. And so that was Jeremy for most of the week is on the brink of a burn at all times.
Burned.
That's not true. When we left the resort that one day, you
toasty.
Were burnt.
I was toasty.
You were burnt.
I was toasty.
You're crispy. Crispy.
I was a few more seconds in the microwave and that would have been bad.
You would have been burnt toast.
That's not really where you make but sure, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's not in the microwave. You would have been burnt popcorn.
I guess you can microwave too. Anyway, go on.
I think it'd be soggy. I don't think that would work. Yeah, I don't think that would work. So Maggie took the role as the resident sunscreen police. Jeremy took the role as the resident hydration police.
I did. I'm big on drinking water. Big. Mm-hmm. You got to drink all the water. Mm-hmm.
Well, also like you need to match like your margarita to water intake needs to be one for one.
Nope.
One for two. One for three.
I mean.
One to four.
Okay. Well, now you're just getting excessive. Now you're just going to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah, well, that's what it felt like most of the trip.
Yeah, and then what did Zach and you and what did I? Well, so I had a job. What did you and Zach do? Party bitch, y'all. The fun. They ran around and took a lot of pictures.
Oh, Zach was the resident photographer.
We got the cutest photos we've ever taken together.
I'm not kidding. Jeremy and I have more photos from this trip than we have from our entire relationship. Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy literally was like, and I've never heard him say this before. Like, can we take pictures together? Like, one, that's like alarming to hear. I'm like, oh, something's wrong. Like maybe I'm about to die. Like you're about to kill me because you need a remembrance photo because like,
or an alibi.
Right. Or an alibi. Yeah. And, cause he's like, I want something to post on your birthday. And I was like, oh my God. And
did
so,
I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sweet.
Well, is that sweet?
That is adorable.
Is that sweet?
Foresight.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that feels like social media-y in the sweetest way.
Of all people.
So anyway, we have cuter photos from the past week than we do from our entire relationship because Zach had this amazing camera and he just made us take photos.
And the vibe was right. Good.
And also I feel like if there's three of us pressuring you to take a photo with me, you're more inclined to do it.
That has literally nothing to do with it. I was just in the right mood.
Okay, I'll take it.
The more people that pressure me to do something, the more I'm like, yeah, no.
That's true.
Not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like very good at now the anti peer pressure at this point, which is like the more people are like, no, now you got to do it.
Yeah.
Now I don't. Now I definitely don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Roy. Mm-hmm. Roy. And then I was the resident
immigrant.
I was a resident immigrant. Yeah. Yeah, I was a resident immigrant.
Yeah, it was tough.
I'm a pain in the ass to travel with because I am Canadian.
It has nothing. Don't blame Canada.
This is, what do you mean? I'm Canadian. That's the main reason I have so many issues.
But you would have the same amount of issues if you were for somewhere else. Like Zimbabwe, same thing.
Okay, well, okay. So I'm blaming my country of origin. My country of citizenship. There we go. I'm blaming my citizenship.
Well, as the customs director or person the counter was very adamant on, you do not live here.
Oh my God. I'm gonna just tell a story since we're already talking about
it. Go ahead, get in there.
Okay, so I will admit, I am confrontational at the airport when it comes to moose. So because like with ESAs, which is now it basically got like unregulated emotional support animals.
It got unregulated as much as
dysregulated.
Just no longer allowed.
Yeah, right. So it was reverse regulated.
Reverse osmosis ESA.
Reverse osmosis ESA. Right. Yeah. And so traveling with moose, I'm confrontational because the rules have always been not super clear online. So like the customs people will have different rules than the border people. And those people have different rules than like the airport customer service reps. And so it's always been very confusing. I get very confrontational when someone tries to hurt my baby. And so I'm aware of that. I really am. But traveling by myself, like I understand that like a customs or a border patrol person, like they are the only thing standing between you and you having a seamless travel day.
Seamless would have been nice.
Seamless would have been great.
And we had
seamless would
seams,
have been. We had busted. Seams. Oh my God. We had busted ass seams everywhere.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And to start, I'm already sometimes separated at the very beginning where I have to go into a separate line. But this time going from Mexico to the US, it was Canadian and American passport holder. So I was like, oh my God, fuck yeah. Like I don't have to get separated. No one's mad at me because sometimes my line moves like really slow or really fast, but it's not the same as the American line no matter what. So it's inconsistent. And so Jeremy and I get to the border patrol, wait, border customs person. What's their title? Agent? Customs agent?
Customs agent.
Customs agent, yeah. Sounds good. And
customs fucking jerk in this
customs case. Fucking asshole.
She sucked.
My visa is very much legal and not even close to being expired. Like it is the most sorted paperwork that you could possibly have. Like it is so.
Lauren keeps a like nerdy manila envelope with her that has not only the most recent paperwork, but every piece of paper that she's ever exchanged with any official ever dating back to like 2014.
Literally.
And like the paper, like the
physical copy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because like, it's just, it's never been a crazy issue, but you never want to not have something. So I carry literally this nerdy ass, little folder. Do you know what a Duotang is? A Duotang?
Sorry, what?
A Duotang?
Is that a Pokemon?
Duotang. I choose you.
Digimon.
No, it's like a folder.
Pokemon? No.
Anyway, we call them Duotangs in Canada. Okay. Okay.
Duotang?
Anyway, Dua. It's spelled duo, Dua, but you say- No, not to be confused with Dua Lipa, Duotang.
Duotang.
Anyway, this is not quite a Duotang. Duotang's had like this little butterfly cups on the inside. Anyway, so I carry all my shit in a folder because I'm just like always stressed that I won't have what I need. So I just bring all of it.
And it was helpful.
And it was super helpful. So we went up to the customs agent. Mm-hmm. And immediately she was like super short with us.
Ooh.
Like so short, so short. So
to be fair, her job probably isn't fun.
No, but also so many, I feel like, of border people I meet are so friendly and so like they make jokes and stuff and are just friendly.
You know, there's the way you do anything is the way you do everything.
Oh, her life is for sure. Like she is for sure miserable.
100%. There's no way that she like gets off work and is like,
great
Cheryl,
day.
Do you want to grab a beer?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Right. 100%. No, she's sucks. Yeah. And yeah. I'm sure just like the way that she treated us, I'm sure she has treated others in the past, which is very scary.
I could go.
I know, bitch. I'm mad. I'm mad. So anyways, we hand over our passports and she was like, to me, she's like, where do you live? And I was like, oh no, what she said? She said, oh, so like basically I'm re-entering into the country that I'm a visa holder for. So she asked, what was the way she phrased it? It was like, it was basically asking like, what are you doing here?
What are you doing in the United, like, yeah. What are you planning on doing in the United States?
What are you planning on doing in the United States? Which is a fair question.
I live there.
And said, I live and I work here and I handed over my O-1 visa. And it's basically like the entertainer visa.
No, it's a person. It's extraordinary.
This is such a douchey name.
Let's see, Lauren.
I knew you were gonna make me say
Lauren,
it.
Lauren describes herself as an extraordinary individual.
No, it's called an extraordinary person's visa or something. That's just what it's called.
No, totally.
That's what it's called. No, I get it. An O-1 visa.
What would you call it?
I would call it the YouTube ho visa.
No, I would call it the cutie pants visa.
Pizza.
Italian.
Pizza.
Yeah. Actually, the Latvians say it.
Got it.
I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
Latvia. Yeah.
Now I do. I hand over, say I live and I work here and I hand over all my paperwork. And
he goes, if you lived here,
No, not yet. She was like, what do you do? And I was like, I'm a content creator. I'm a host and I am a host. And she was, what did she say? Did she say
it? You handed it there and she said, what are you doing in the United States? And you said, you live there. And she goes, where's your passport? Right here. That's a Canadian passport. Where's your green card?
Yeah.
I have a visa. If you don't have a green card and you don't have a passport, then you don't live here. What are you doing here? To which she said,
I guess I'm working here.
That's absolutely not the fuck I said. I was like,
oh, then I work here.
I work here.
Yeah.
Cause she was just being so bitchy.
Yeah.
And I was like, cause I literally wanted to be like, okay, I don't live here. I work here.
I wait here between shifts.
Between shifts. Right. I wait here.
They allow me to exist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I said like, I work here. And that's when she asked, what do you do? Da, da, da. And she was like, do you have any secondary paperwork? And in this moment, I was like,
This is when Lauren fucked up. This is when you fucked up.
But I didn't have any paperwork. She wanted to see paperwork.
What did Lauren say?
I was like, I can show you like my hosting credits, my IMBD. I can show you an Instagram. I can show you a YouTube page, like whatever you want to see.
When you're at the gate agent and she's already being a bitch and you said, do you like want to like see my show on HBO? That is not going to get you across the border any faster.
Well, because people don't know what a content creator is. So like the word HBO is like a family, it's like a household name. So honestly, like I was like, that is my best path of possible entry. Cause like saying YouTuber, like they don't give a fuck about that. Right. Saying social media person, they don't give a fuck about that. But everyone knows what HBO is.
Right. I was holding myself back from interjecting cause I didn't want to like be like, oh, let me help here, whatever, as the American, because I thought she was going to go, hey, sir, you need to go and wait over there. You're good. I was going to say, what forms of documentation would help? But I didn't say that. And you were like, I have my HBO show. And I was like, oh, fuck, she's so fucked. She's so fucked.
Well, no, she asked for a business card.
Right.
And I was like, bitch, it's 2021. Yeah. Like,
Save the trees.
And also you could literally slap anything on a business card.
Yes.
Of which I literally came home and made myself two business cards, like a Wild Till 9 business card and a fucking Lordy RI business card. So if I ever get that bitch again, I'm gonna slap both in her face.
Boom.
One on both cheek and just be like, bah! On both sides of her face. That's not how you get into the US.
That's moving forward.
Yeah, that's not how you get into the US. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so she was like, she responded, she was like, great. She's like, secondary inspection can take a look at all of those. And I was like, fuck. I've never been pulled in before into secondary inspection.
Really?
No.
That was your first time?
That was my first time.
Mazel.
Have you?
Obviously not.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. A lot of my Canadian friends have in the past.
Oh.
So you go and you sit in this room and they are like, I don't know what kind of like skein they think you're pulling on your phone, but you cannot be on your phone. They're screaming at people. They'll storm up to people and rip phones out of their hands. And there were a few people who didn't speak really good, like great English. And so they would go up to them and scream like, where are you from? What's your name? Where are you from? What flight were you on? And like, people are being screamed at and they like, one, English is not their first language and someone's screaming at them. They rip their phone out of their hands and like try and stumble through like whatever all the answers are to the question. And it was fucking like such a hostile environment. Oh my God. And so anyway, so I sit there for an hour and just like, you have no concept of how long you're going to be there. Like literally zero. There was one lady.
You have your phone to play Candy Crush.
You can even play Candy Crush. Literally.
You can swipe through TikTok.
Can't swipe through TikTok.
Can't even listen to Wild Till 9.
Can't listen to Wild Till 9. It's can't terrible. Do shit. So you literally just sit there and like twiddle your thumbs. And like even a girl
the
wanted to go to
books?
No, nothing.
Magazines?
No, nothing.
No magazines?
Not a magazine in sight.
Was there anything playing on the television?
Yeah, there was something, but.
Like soaps?
I don't know. I couldn't.
Days of Our Lives?
No, I don't know.
Young and Restless?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. Okay. It was like some shitty action
Telemundo.
Movie. No. So like in one corner you had parents that have been separated from their kids and their spouse, like
fun.
Crying and That's freaking fun. Out because they can't tell their family like what's happening. And then on the other side, you've got, these border people, like basically like search patting people down to make sure they don't take their phone into the bathroom. Again, I don't know what they think that people are going to do on their phone. And maybe someone who's been in this situation can inform us, but like, it was next level. And so eventually the guy just walks out, calls my name. And he was like, what do you do? And I was like, I'm a content creator. I'm a host. And he's like, great, you can go. And I was like, cool. So like, were you Googling me like in the back? Like what was the process between then and now?
He saw your OnlyFans. No, he saw your WikiFeed score.
My WikiFeed like, score oh my was God. Like, oh, she can go.
She can go.
She can go.
I mean, I wish she would stay, but she can go.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just such a, and like even, so Jeremy had a question because he was doing, you had to do-
my global entry, your pre-entry.
Global
but
entry.
Someone reminded me on- the YouTube
oh, really?
Channel last 2 weeks ago.
And that's I how you do it. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so Jeremy was trying to ask like where the next spot for him to go after customs was.
And she was super helpful.
Oh my God. She literally like spat in our face and was like, let me finish my statement before you speak. And we're like, oh my God, you're so mean.
That's so nice.
You're so mean. And it's just so, it's such a shitty position because they are just like, they just can dominate you and you just have to take their shit.
Reminds me of high school.
Yeah.
Or like middle school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was a super not fun experience and Zach and Maggie, bless their souls, waited for us.
Well, we did buy the car.
Well, yeah, I had paid for a car already to come grab us. We also had to like scoop Moose and then drop them off. And so it was a whole ordeal.
So the family, I got through my entire global entry interview well before Lauren could get through the border. But spoiler alert, here you are.
Here I am.
Okay.
With 200 business cards en route.
Similar story. I got us kicked out of one of the nicest resorts of Mexico.
I didn't offer up this story and Jeremy did, and I wasn't sure if we were going to talk about it, but here we are. And I'm so
glad.
Why
wouldn't we talk about it?
I don't know. I didn't know if you want to talk about it or not.
Why wouldn't we talk about it?
I don't know. It was like the most, because it's your drama. Like it was all of our drama, but it was your drama.
Well, it was my fault.
I mean, yeah.
So it's not like I'm like, I was wronged.
No. You were wrong.
Right. And there's not even really a great story here outside of me getting us removed probably for life or at least until we-
You can afford your own membership.
Or, you know, we're just, you know, old enough to not look like this anymore. Mm-hmm. So like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the nice resorts, you don't really like pay for things as they go. It's like you pay for them at the end.
Right. Well, and also too, like this place had a membership where you just like, it's like a hotel pool, you know, but like really fucking bougie.
That was yeah.
Yeah, that was not. Yeah. So here's some context is that LeBron was there last week. Steph Curry was there the week before that.
We were there the next week. In line with those three.
Janelle Monáe. Yeah, she was there.
Rhea Mackey.
Everyone looks really fucking rich. So me and my Shein bathing suit that I paid $6 for, I was like, oh my God, I do not fit in here.
I think we looked fine.
We looked fine. It was
fine. We looked fine until we were getting kicked out.
Right.
Then we didn't look like
we did not look fine.
Yeah.
We did not look
fine. Long story short, you know, there was a lot of things that were put on my tab. It shouldn't have been on there.
Right.
And me and the person behind the counter didn't speak the same language literally and figuratively in this sense. Mm-hmm. And so I think in my best salesman perspective, I would give myself an F minus for conflict resolution.
Right.
Because just because you're right about one thing does not mean that you're not wrong about everything else.
Uh-huh.
So we can't go back there.
So no, but like you guys had your little confrontation and it was not cute. It was not a good look for anybody.
It was not cute.
No.
No, it wasn't cute.
It was not cute.
No.
But like the main reason why we got literally escorted off the property was because there was someone in the pool. And bro, so like
the Uber pulled up and I swear everyone's funnier in Mexico. The driver just pulls up. He goes, oh, what did you guys do? I was like, we're getting kicked out right now. And he goes, I can tell.
No one's in a good mood. Like everyone's just pissed the fuck off. And this Uber driver was like, oh, what did you do? Someone did something bad.
Right. And you know, I have this tendency when things are going really poorly to start joking around more just to like lighten the mood.
Uh-huh.
People around me didn't feel
I don't think we were on the same page then.
That means that had I caused all the issues versus if somebody else caused the issues, I'd still be in the joking mood to get us out of it. It's just less cute when the person who got us in the problem then goes into a joking mood to get us out of it, which was that exact situation.
One cute.
Pretty fun, huh?
One cute.
Pretty fun, huh?
Nope, not cute, really.
But great times, good memes. Good memes. So there's, you know, one ultra bougie premium resort that Jeremy got us kicked out of potentially for life, maybe for less.
Yes.
Of course, Maggie, of all people, was the one who was speaking Spanish to everybody.
Yeah.
So they wrote her name actually down. So I think we're good to go back. Maggie's not.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I could go. Zach and I could go back as like, our names didn't get taken. You're just like a big dude. And so like part two of this confrontation, like you guys had your thing, one cue, it all happened. And the other issue is that like, because everyone was staying on the property, like everyone had cleared out around 5:30 to like go back to the rooms, I'm sure, and clean up for dinner or whatever. And so we were still lingering because we also were going to stay for dinner, but they've got like these really bougie, like guest bathroom shower, I don't want to call it like a guest bathroom because it's not. It's like a guest bathroom. Guest suite.
Like think about the nicest bathroom you've ever been to and then make it nicer.
Yes.
And then make it available.
For the guests
there all the time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And so we were lingering and stood out more when there was no one left. And there was another group of people. There were like four people like in the pool. Mm. And I think when they saw your confrontation, he was just fucking... But just on one, you know who he should get with is the border girl.
They would make sweet, sweet love.
They would make sweet, sweet love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he starts screaming. So Jeremy and Zach walk into the bathroom. Maggie and I are just like hanging out, like waiting for all this to be done. He starts screaming from the pool. And I guess I shouldn't say his name.
No.
Yeah, no. We'll call him Tom.
Tom.
We'll call him Tom. So Tom starts screaming from the pool, get security, what the fuck, get security, members only, it's unsafe, this is an unsafe environment, tell management that Tom wants security, tell management that Tom wants security right the fuck now, like he's just fucking on one, he is going off, and like keeps flexing his name to be like, tell him Tom wants security, tell him Tom feels unsafe, tell him Tom said so. And so I texted Jeremy and Zach in the bathroom. And I was like, hey, I was like, there's a dude fucking going crazy.
Jeremy.
And literally I was like, Jeremy, I was like, do not fucking engage.
Come out here and be a good boy right now.
Yeah, I was like, you are going to keep your fucking head down. You're going to walk out in silence.
I did.
You did. No, you did. But literally in that moment, I was like, things could really, really, really go south.
That guy wasn't, I don't know what his issue was.
Oh, no, 100%. And then the conversation that Maggie had with one of the security guards was he was saying that Tom does that a lot. He said Tom is always creating drama around everything. So Tom sounds like a really fun delight of a guest.
Yeah. You know, there were some learning moments in there and some great stories.
Mm-hmm.
Would I do it again? No. But, you know, I'm sure there's a learning lesson in there for me somewhere that will unlock as I mature one day.
Yes.
Indeed.
That's so nice.
Indeed.
That's so nice.
And then we immediately came back to America and went right into a weekend of celebrations with more friends in a pool. Uh-huh. I feel like we've been more social the last 10 days since our last podcast than we have the last 3 months.
100%. That's why we're like, what do we talk about today? And we're like, so much has happened that I don't even know what to talk about. Like, I don't know where to start.
There's just so much.
Like, I spent the last 9 days in a pool.
Yes.
9 days.
I've swam more in the last 9 days than I have in the last at least 9 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Easily. 100%.
We did that thing where we made the entire pool a hot tub.
So we have solar. I invested in solar on the house two years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think two years ago. And so now it's like, it's not free electricity because obviously it was very expensive to install solar, but it feels like free electricity.
It's less guilty.
It's less guilty for
it's
sure.
It's guilt-free electricity usage.
Right. And right. So we've been, one time I heated the entire pool to hot tub temperature by accident.
Right. In the winter.
That was not guilt-free.
In the winter.
That's what I'm saying. That was not a guilt-free scenario.
No.
That was pre-solar.
No. It's an expensive guilty experience.
Yes.
But there is something really cool to see like all of like the entire pool just like steaming. You know, like a hot tub. Yeah.
So fun.
Not worth it, but cool.
But super
but
cool.
Don't do it.
Yeah, no. Cool. Would not recommend. So anyway, now that we've got less guilty
solar panel filled.
Yeah. We've been heating the pool just like a little bit. And well, you heated a lot of it by the end of the day.
I had the whole thing 104.
It was too hot by the end.
Okay.
Well, it was too hot.
Arguably could be less.
It was, okay. Yeah. Okay. So it was a little hot. And so it makes a pool a dream though. Like,
yeah,
I'm a little bitch. And like, takes me a long time to get into a pool. That's not like, you know, those people can just like jump in and just take it. I'm not that person.
Do you think that we just have different, like, do you think it feels different to them or are we just weak?
I think it feels different. Or like, maybe it's a mind over matter type of thing.
Right.
I grew up with a kid though that would literally swim. Like he would swim in like early spring, late fall, like when Canada is not a swimmable temperature, and he could stay in the pool for hours. And like, there's just no world that this feels the same for us.
An amphibian.
Literally an amphibian.
Yeah.
Andy the fish.
Was Andy cute?
I don't know. It's my little.
Do you have a swim team in Canada? Is that a thing?
Like in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, did we? Maybe we didn't.
Okay.
We didn't have a pool at our high school. So if we did, they would have had to go somewhere else. But that I feel like was kind of common.
Right. We did not have.
I don't know. I've also randomly talked to a lot of people who did water polo. That's not something that's popular.
That is not a thing. Yeah. I don't know how popular water polo is in general, but like, I'm sure it's huge for the people that play it.
Yeah.
And
I
also
guess.
What a hard sport.
I don't even know how water polo works.
I would love to see what the list of the top five hardest sports are. And it's probably none of the popular ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Fencing, water polo, hot dog eating. Shout out Joey Chestnut. Did Joey Chestnut win?
Oh, I saw that on.
They said this year that for the first year ever, you could put hot dog or you could put ketchup on your hot dog.
Oh.
But that's a terrible idea to put ketchup on the hot dog.
Oh, really?
Putting more shit in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Watching those makes me want to throw up. Like those make me nauseous. I can't, yeah. I can't watch that stuff.
No.
I can't watch it.
Well, just shoving hot dogs in your mouth.
Okay. Stop. Even just the visuals.
Okay. Got it. The only problem with going away for, you know, 2 solid weeks or a week and a half or whatever is the fact that.
6 days, Jeremy. We were gone for 6 days.
Fine. My inbox is screaming.
Okay, but you, I went into the vacation thinking that I would see you for half a day each day. And you were so good. You like didn't, you barely touched your phone. You needed that break so bad.
I did.
So bad.
But now I have 350 priority end of day must do emails
uh-huh.
due today. And mind you, right now I just accepted a calendar invite for a call this morning at 1 a.m. It starts at 1 a.m.
What the fuck?
I know.
Okay, well, I feel like that's a you problem right there.
Is it a me problem?
You shouldn't have to take a call at 1 a.m.
I shouldn't have to, but here we are.
Well, I will be asleep, so speak quietly in your office, please.
Got it.
The other thing is that, so I went through this whole thing about where Bubby's moose, our dog son.
Wait, what do you mean you went through this whole thing? I was assigned the task to go through the whole thing.
Right. Right. So we went through this whole process of where Bubba was going to stay for the 6 days that we were gone. And normally we just have like this local doggy daycare that he goes to a few days a week for just like play care. And then like if we go away for a weekend, he'll go there as well because it's just like a cute spot. But they have half indoor, half outdoor, and the space is not huge. So it was like 100 degrees every single day that we were gone. And so I was a little worried about leaving Bubby's there for the entire week because that's really hot and he's stupid and he'll just sit in the sun and roast himself.
I thought he was like, Lauren, why does it matter? He can just go. It'll be fine. She goes, he's too stupid. He'll sit in the sun. He won't go inside.
Literally.
He would be like, is it the rooster that just looks up in the in yes. when it's raining and drowns?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That's Moose.
I'm not kidding. There was a day at daycare and sometimes they post photos of them on like their social media and it was 100 degrees and all the dogs are sitting in the shade and then Moose is over against the wall just roasting in the sun. And pant, I know, like, go sit in the shade. What is wrong with you?
Lauren's
so face. He needs his sunscreen.
Lauren puts sunscreen on the dog's nose.
He needs it. No, it's nakey.
I know.
It's nakey.
Over mothering.
Oh, yeah. Helicopter mom is fuck. It's, I know. I'm aware. At least I'm not in denial, you know? So I just didn't trust Moose to take care of himself at daycare on a really, really hot week because I think that he would just roast himself to a crisp. And so I looked at a bunch of different places for doggy hotels, doggy daycares, whatever, boarding centers. And
wanted to get my thoughts on all of them.
Wanted to get my thoughts on all of them. Yeah.
Hey, babe, look at this. It's got a, like a fun little slide. But I think really like the slide. This one's got a, like a fun little water park. We used to like water parks. This one can do this. And oh, they have a suite at night. And so you can be in his own bed. And so this one has like activities.
And every time I'm just like, it's, I'm on a call currently. But if you could just wait. And then I follow up 2 hours later. Okay, so tell me the place. Oh, no, I looked at it and then they do this. So like that, we can't go there.
So, okay, so there was one of them. There was one of them that was like a good option.
Oh, God.
And then I was watching. They have like the live dog cameras. And I'm sure other places do this too. But there were two dogs that were like playing a little too rough. And I watched the dog attendant get the spray bottle and spray the dogs. And my heart, I was like, she did not, because Moose hates water. And Moose is also super submissive. So like in the event that there was a dog playing too rough with Moose, she would squirt the water at them. And Moose hates water. And so if he wasn't doing anything wrong and got squirt with water, he would be so sad.
Yes.
I just want you to know that my mom was on the same page as me and said that Bubby's would hate that.
Indubitably.
Bubby's would hate that.
No,
so anyway, as soon as I saw that, that place got taken off the list immediately.
Yeah. Well, Lauren wants Moose to have his own little kingdom wherever he goes with a bed that we would bring his bed.
Because it smells like totally. A home.
And he can eat his own place and he can, you know, get be fed twice a day and everything.
The just bare minimum.
Indoor, outdoor.
For potties.
Activities.
For funsies.
Yeah, totally. Maybe a few humanities courses, all of it.
So we didn't end up doing this place. It was $170 a night, which is like a pretty nice hotel for a human.
Which is a Marriott anywhere.
Right, which is a Marriott anywhere. Like maybe even a suite in some states.
Right.
It was $170 a night.
Hilton Garden Inn in Rockford for sure.
For sure.
Without question.
Potentially with an upgrade.
Yeah.
And so for $170 a night, they have these little mini rooms that basically look like the IKEA display bedrooms, but dog size, which is very cute. But also like, I'd rather just like bring Moose's own bed. And you have two-way FaceTimes basically in the room with your dog so you can say goodnight, which I really think would just freak Moose out. Like most dogs, I think would stress them out, right?
I don't know.
Anyways, at night they got a bedtime story and bedtime belly rub. They got one complimentary peanut butter Kong a day.
Did you guys hear that? She said that this place reads the dog a story in English before they go to bed.
Uh-huh.
As if the dog understands. Like, what do you think they read? Like, is there an assigned, like, is there literature?
Know.
Can you request?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, you get to, for some of the, like the bougie rooms, you got to pick the soundtrack that they would listen
Love
to.
That.
Yeah, that's super fun.
What would you pick for Moose?
Ocean
Breeze?
No, I think probably like chill acoustic maybe.
Like lo-fi?
No, I don't think lo-fi, because sometimes lo-fi has like weird high-pitched sounds in it, and I think Bubbies would not like
that.
Yeah,
I get you. Yeah, I'd probably do just like top TikTok.
Top TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or just Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, that could be good too. So Bubby's did not go there because I thought that was really excessive. Like I just like, there's something weird about them to like bedtime belly rubs. Like I'm paying you to rub my dog's belly. Like, why don't you love my dog enough to just rub his belly for free?
It's upsetting that you wouldn't be always rubbing his belly.
Right. I don't understand why I have to pay for that service. Cause you obviously should just love my dog for free. So I passed on that one because one, right. It would be almost the same price as our accommodation in Cabo.
Yeah.
like that's not an exaggeration. Like it genuinely was not far off for the six days.
Yeah.
So when I found this place, I'm so glad we're talking about this riveting story. I'm so glad this gets to be a section of the podcast. Thanks for giving me the stage, Bear. I really appreciate it. It's just
like intimate times with us.
Yeah, it's so nice.
I just get to know you guys.
So there was a place by the airport, which
we don't live by the airport.
We don't live by the airport.
Anywhere near it.
Anywhere near
it. Not fucking close.
But
really far.
One, super convenient for picking him up, not for dropping him off because I had to do that the night before. Not convenient at all. Convenient for picking him up though. And it's like 15 degrees cooler there than where we live in LA. So that's why I was like, I want to take him somewhere else where it's not so hot. This place was like a fucking summer camp, like a dream summer camp for doggos. Like there were two playgrounds. There were water activities. They have a pool.
Which Moose wanted no part of.
No part of. He walked near the playground and I saw him like go outside to like go to the bathroom and drink some water and stuff. But he participated in none of the activities and I was so excited because normally Moose loves like those little play things, those little playgrounds, and he did not participate in any shape or form. And they had these doggy cameras you could watch from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And so not only did both my parents log on multiple times every single day, but every moment that we were on Wi-Fi, I was like, Bubby's cam, Bubby's
the
cam.
The amount of times she would like open up, it's already off.
Where's Bubby's?
And then I hear from across the room, Bubby's, Bubby's, babe, Bubby's.
She's gonna be so happy to see him.
What's he doing? Oh, he's gone. What was he doing? He walked.
He just walking by.
In front of the camera for just a second. Okay.
I really.
Lauren one day almost fucking called. She almost called. I'm not kidding. I haven't seen him. Let me check this camera. Let me check this camera. Like we did a multi-view. And after, I don't know, 14 minutes, she was like, do you think I should call? Do you think they would hold him up to the camera if I called? If I just called and said, will you hold him up to the camera? And they just pulled him up.
Like Simba. Lion King. Yeah, like Simba. Like, do you think they just pick him up and hold him up next to the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then his little butt cheeks got into the camera and we,
and then it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So moral of the story is that he doesn't need the bougie place. He doesn't need the playground and the water park, but it was nice that he got to be 15 degrees cooler.
Yeah. So that's not the moral of the story. The moral story was that I had, leading up to the Mexican vacation, hadn't really had a day off in quite some time, had a lot of things to do, like a lot. And Lauren conveniently had a sneaker class that I'm sure you can talk about in a moment that was nestled in right before we went on vacation. Fun part about this little dog place is that they do this thing, which is of real value that I do appreciate that they do. Uh-huh. They make you drop your dog off there for 2 hours for a temperament test.
Oh my God, let me find the report card.
Right. So Lauren picked this place, adamant about the place, had to go to this place without question. And then she springs it on me the day before, 2 days before. Hey, babe.
Why do you make me talk like that?
Would you be able to drop Moose off at the daycare place so that he can do like his temperament thing? And I overhear on the call that this thing had to be a minimum 2 hours. It's over an hour away. And not only was I the only person that was applicable or able to take him that day on my one day off before, you know, the vacation I was gone for, but the traffic was worse than it had ever been. And it was a 6 hour commitment of me just sitting, twiddling my thumbs, similar to you in the customs line, waiting for Moose to not bite or be bitten.
I found his report card.
You want to read it?
Yeah. Demeanor may vary throughout the day. Calm, charming, friendly, polite, docile, and the best one, adorable. Moose is a pleasure to have in daycare. He is very calm and has enjoyed exploring the play area. While he wasn't extremely playful with other dogs, he was very friendly with the staff. As he becomes familiar with the pack, he will surely become more playful. Moose showed no signs of aggression and behaved well the whole time. Because Moose is still young, we recommend that you bring him to daycare weekly so he becomes socialized. We look forward to seeing Moose again soon. I think that they also thought Moose is the puppy to be like, socialize your puppy. And I'm like,
Yeah, you have an awkward puppy.
I say, my dog is just awkward. He's 4 years old and he's just awkward. He's just awkward. Like, it's fine.
He just likes to stand awkwardly and go.
Well, no, he loves people and he loves like a one-on-one play date, but he's not rambunctious.
He gets overstimulated sometimes. That's why he needs alone time and his own little pen.
Yeah, he has a little crate at night.
Do you want to talk about how you're the newest shoe designer to hit the block?
Yeah,
and
sure.
Do you want to talk about how you were canceled by-
Oh my God, like, the sneakerhead community? God damn, I know they're so mean. so I did this-
I just want to belong.
No, I don't want to belong. I just don't want to get bullied. I don't want to belong. I will never belong to that community. I'm not hype-y enough.
Yeah, but what if you came out with your own shoe line that fucked?
Because sneakerheads never agree on anything that fucks. So there's just no world where everyone agrees that something fucks in that community.
What community do you think does agree on everything that fucks?
Maybe there isn't one.
Yeah.
Cause like music, no. Even like dog breeds, no. Food, definitely not. Hairstyles, no.
Movies.
Clothes, no.
Acting.
Yeah, wow, nothing.
Ooh. OnlyFans.
No, I
bet you can get on board with that.
Did you see I think I showed you this about that girl who is like late 30s and she's been face tuning her photos and adding this, no, sorry, it's a face app it's called. And she's been adding this baby filter to her face to upload all of her photos to OnlyFans.
Kind of genius.
It's nuts. Like very, I feel like that just makes me feel very icky.
I feel weird if it was a dude. Uh-huh. So it's a total double standard here that I'm aware of. Uh-huh. But I'm like, oh, make your money. Go ahead.
I mean, here's the one thing I hear. Here's the pro that I see is that I think that if she's able to alter her face to have an anonymous.
Oh, so she's anonymous.
Well, she's not anonymous because both her appearances have been put on blast hardcore. Yeah, so she's like super not anonymous.
Speaking of Facetune and altering your face, did you see what Norway just passed?
No, what?
Norway just passed that if you Photoshop your photo and post on Instagram, you have to put a disclaimer.
That it's Photoshopped?
Yeah.
Photoshopped or just like Facetune fall into that account too?
Altered, yeah. Like if you've altered
no
your appearance.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, but how would that work too? You know, like the Instagram filters can like clear your skin?
Hold on.
Wow, that's wild. Yeah,
but above that, you can see. You know,
so even on the Instagram stories.
It shows the filter. When
That's true. So you are disclaiming.
Norway.
Yeah. Wow. That's wild.
Disclaimer.
On the way back from Cabo, there was a girl sitting diagonal and in front of me and she Facetuned about two photos of herself the entire way home. And I tweeted something about this and I was in no way coming for that girl. Cause I'm like, whatever, do what you want to do.
Norway to require disclaimer on pics that have been retouched or Photoshopped.
Wow.
Norway has announced new regulations that require influencers in their sponsored posts and advertisers to clearly indicate when body images have been retouched or have filters.
Oh wait, only for sponsored posts?
It will apply to posts or ads on all major social platforms in which, quote, a body shape, size, or skin has been changed by retouching or other manipulation.
Wow.
The aim is to address body pressure in society and comes amid ongoing advocacy from youth groups and from Norway's Ministry of Children and Family Affairs for tougher measures to deal with concerns about body image and mental health.
When I tweeted that thing about the girl Facetuning, that's what I guess did not relay properly in that tweet. Cause I wasn't coming from that girl. I'm like, whatever, do you, like fucking whatever you need to do. But I just feel, I guess it was shocking to see how long someone could Facetune for. It was the longest Facetune session I'd ever seen in my entire life. And like, it was like
a Facetune session.
Facetune.
The idea of like a Facetune session.
It was so long. Yeah. Like one bikini photo and she was altering the shit out of her body. And so like, whatever, like I didn't say who it was. I don't even know who it was. A fucking random person on the airplane. But
it was
just,
Zach.
It was Zach.
It was Zach Corndity.
It was Zach Corndity.
Yeah. He was trying to thicken up that ass a little bit.
But it just like makes me feel so sad for like how many young impressionable girls there are that see that shit and are like, oh, that's like a regular body. And then they feel bad about themselves. So like in no way was I coming for that girl who was like facetuning her body. It was like the bigger picture that I was trying to reference.
Did the internet tell you how stupid you were?
Internet told me how stupid I was.
Did you listen to them?
That, of course, I listen every time.
Lauren.
And then my feelings get hurt.
No.
No, that one I was like, y'all are fucking stupid. I was like, you're not seeing the bigger picture here. And so this was after the sneakerhead community shit on me because
I shared those. Babe, look at this big account that shared your video.
I know. Oh my God.
Never mind.
No, they didn't share it. So over the course of these 4 days, you do this incredible sneaker class and it's like 10 hour days, 4 days straight. And you learn how to make a sneaker from scratch, basically. And so how it works, I had a lot of questions after I got shat on by the sneakerhead community, like legal wise, like the legality behind all of it. So basically you would buy a Jordan 1 sneaker, you deconstruct it. Mm-hmm. And because you're using the sole and the base of the original sneaker and building a custom on top of it, and you're also not trying to sell it for something that it's not. And at the end of the day, like we were just making them for like personal use as well.
Right. Which everyone needs to understand that you can reconstruct and construct and do whatever, just about whatever you want for personal use. It's when it's commercial that there's an issue.
No, but even then, like the best metaphor I feel like that I can think of is that if someone buys a Maserati and then takes it to a body shop to get wrapped in another color, like it's still a Maserati.
Right.
Yeah. And so I feel
it's a derivative work.
Yeah, 100%. So anyway, that's kind of like the base of like how this course goes, is that you learn how to deconstruct the shoe and then build your own custom one. So you're sewing, you're gluing, you're hammering, you're nailing. And it's, you like learn so much. Also, you'd have no idea how much glue is in a shoe.
How much glue's in a shoe?
Yeah, a shit ton. It's shocking how much glue is. I thought, I guess it was going to be more sewing, and it was a shit ton of sewing. Like, don't get me wrong,
right.
But it was a ton of gluing. 4 days later, you come out with a custom pair of—
Have you worn yours yet?
No.
Why not?
Well, because one, we went to Mexico right after. Okay. And also I haven't really left the house at all because then this weekend was a long weekend.
Are you going to walk like an eighth grade boy?
No, I
can't wait until you guys, I'm going to catch her. I'm going to, right when she first
like,
put them on.
Would I bend down and crease the shoe? No. But like, would I walk and like, would I wear them on a cloudy day where there might be a potential for rain? No, because
what is it,
they
three
took
days
me,
a year here.
I know. Right. But they took me 4 days, like 40 hours to make. And so like they are, that is blood, sweat and tears in those sneakers.
Did you bleed?
Yeah, actually I did once. Yeah, I did.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, you have to,
that's okay.
So I made a TikTok of the process where I was just like showing all the different steps. And so because I obviously did not have a motherfucking cameraman with me, like I'm just filming the steps in between me doing the steps. And because I had a shot of one of our teachers just putting the shoe in an oven, and another shot of someone who helped us hammer a really hard part.
She didn't do shit.
She didn't do shit. So the comments were half, she didn't do shit, she didn't do anything. And then the other half of the comments were, I smell the Nike lawsuit from here. Like the cop's gonna show up at your house.
Ooh, everyone's a lawyer now.
Everyone's a lawyer. And I was like, how are you guys gonna say that you're fucking sneakerheads when you obviously like don't know about custom sneakers? And also some of the comments were about like, oh, this is the class from the shoe surgeon and he's super legit. Like his
Isn't it
work
funny
is-
that people that are like come in with some logic, oh, actually it's the class from the shoe surgeon. People come from all over the world to take this class. And it's like, You.
I replied.
You get a favorite star.
You get a favorite star and a reply. So I was like, hopefully it'll bump it in the comments. But I had to stop reading the comments because they were so mean.
Warren, you just got to write them off. Next.
I know. And some people
Are you, who's taking the time out of their day to comment on something you're doing? Them.
Except for it was on like a really popular sneaker page. It was really Complex. Yeah. Really wasn't on my page.
It's not really Complex. It was actually a network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
great application.
That was tough, and it did really well on their page.
Yep.
So quite well. I know, and I'm working on my next pair of sneakers, and I'm almost scared to like document the process again. And I literally just bought.
What? Stop it! Nope.
What?
Don't be scared.
No. I ordered a tripod so that I can film myself doing it.
Okay.
To be like, hey, little bitch, I'm here sewing.
No.
What?
No. Let's reel that back too.
No, little bitch.
I want you to be bold in yourself, not bold against others.
That was really insightful. I felt that in my soul.
Did you?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Bold again. Bold. What is it again?
I want you to be bold in yourself.
In myself.
Not bold against others.
Not bold against others. Yeah. In myself, not against
others.
People
can smell fear. Don't want to smell it.
I wasn't fear. They can smell my anger.
Yeah. Well, they can also see your excitement, hopefully.
In what?
You know what? If they fucking light you up again, just call Nike, get a shoe deal.
That'd be sick.
That'd be sick.
That'd be super sick. Nike doesn't work with anyone. They like do like endorsements with athletes, obviously, but they don't really like do sponsored influencer.
Did they not see you perform in the Logan Paul track meet?
That's not true. Kyle Hanagami got a Nike sponsor. So maybe that was like an old thing. Anyways.
Speaking of, when are we getting Kyle on the pod?
Yeah, we should get Kyle on the pod.
Kyle.
Kyle hates being on camera. I don't think he'd want to be on the pod.
We should put him in a paper bag.
That was so fun.
Yeah. For all 214 people that came to our Facebook Live, that was fun.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was cute. We got another one coming up.
We have
four more.
We have four more because you already missed another one. We're doing like this live thing, mm-hmm. which is really awkward and weird, but also fun.
Yeah.
It's awkward. You know what it is? It's awkward and weird for the first 2 or 3 minutes. You're like, hey, is anyone there?
Is everyone here?
And then people are there and you're like, okay, cool. You're in the groove or whatever. Uh-huh. So if you guys could just become, you know, a little more punctual, that'd be great.
I know. My mom literally spent half an hour trying to figure out why she couldn't make it work on her iPads. It's only available on iPhone mobile devices.
Mobile devices.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not set up for the iPad yet.
So do more of those. So like and subscribe over on Lord DIY Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because uh-huh. That's where we're going to be coming from.
That's one.
That'll be fun.
Yep.
That'll be exciting.
Yep.
And what else we got? Well said.
Mia Sayoko.
Is she going to do a live OnlyFans photo session in person during the podcast?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Don't think so.
That would be weird.
That would be super weird.
But if any one of your friends, if we had to do that with any one of your friends, Mia would be the one to make it the least weird.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel people probably know Mia if they listen to this podcast, but Mia is probably one of the most down to earth individuals.
Uh-huh.
But also one of the most unique and fun and
the best way to describe Mia is a ride or die.
Yeah.
Mia is a ride or die. And I've told this to Mia before. Sometimes she's so ride or die that I'm like, bitch,
if you die,
all the people that you were ride or die for will be very, very sad. So stop ride or dying so hard.
Ride a little bit.
Ride.
Just keep writing.
Right. And not, yeah.
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 I get it.
Unalive. Get
it. But other than that, I'm fucking excited to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Excited for a busy week.
Mm-hmm.
Excited for July.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what do you mean? It is July. July's like half over now.
Okay. I'm excited for my half birthday coming up.
Oh, yeah. Is your birthday coming up?
What are you doing for me?
Well, my birthday's next month. So what are you doing for me? My real birthday.
We'll circle back on that one. I've got a plan.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we are out of time. Bye!
1st Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.